Parshat Sav. The Torah begins with Parshat Sav saying in the second pasuk, Tzav is Aharon b'zbanav limor zos teras ha'ula. Tzav aloshen tzivui, as Rashi explains from Chazal, zirus miyad l'deiros, zealousness from now and for all future generations. You can say, even if the Beis HaMikdash is not here anymore, it still applies, because as the Gemara Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph says, that Zois Teras HaOlah teaches us that anyone who's Isaac, the Torah HaOlah, learns it well, takes the lessons of the Olah, Ki'ilu Hikrev Olah, and it applies to all the Kabbalahs, where it says Taira Ayich. And it tells us, like the Ramban explaining one of the lessons of the Karban, is to inculcate in us that really whom one does an Aveira, he is deserving of that. As an Erev Yom Kippur, the Kaparos, Zeh Kaparosi, Zeh Tamurosi, we have to learn that lesson to understand one transgresses the Ratzon Hashem is deserving of death. But because of the great Rachmanit of Hashem, gives us the opportunity to do tshuva, gives us chances. So if one takes this to heart, he doesn't need the karban. The learning of the kabbanot, the lessons, internalizing them, that's all that's needed. As you see in the Haftarah, Parshas Zachor, when Shmuel tells Shaul, Hine Shmaya Mizerach Toiv Lahakshiv Mechelev Ilim, that Hashem needs the carbon. Ideally what Hashem wants is Shmoa, to listen. It's better than the carbon. If you bring a carbon, that's not the Ikka to do the tshuva, to understand that you shouldn't even need the carbon. You can also say that that's one of the reasons why the Korban Olah has to be completely burnt, not even eaten any part of it by the Kohen. Because, as we know, the Korban Olah is brought for a less severe Aveira than a Chatos. And therefore, a person has to understand not to treat any, even the smallest Aveira, lightly. Because what it is transgressing the will of Hashem. No matter how you do that, it's terrible. And that, of course, when we realize it won't come to bigger Aveiras, when you catch it in the bud, the small stuff, so to speak, that's the way to prevent the harsher things, the stricter, more terrible of things. As Rashi says from Chazal and Parshas Ekev, Ekev Tishmum, if you listen and observe carefully things which people step on with the Ekev, the heel, treating it lightly, that's when you get all the brachas. Because that's when a person will not come to the bigger Aveiras. And if they're so careful, they won't come to the small ones either. As a story mentioned by the Vilna Gaon, that once the Vilna Gaon fainted because he thought he might have moved a muksa item on Shabbos. And people around saw that it was not so, and they revived them, because they told them the Rebbe did not move any muktzah. Imagine that, a suffix that he accidentally moved a muktzah item. The Pasha also talks about the Trumas Hadeshen, which was the first avodah in the Beis HaMikdash done by the Kohen. And Rosh Hashiva Shlita and Pap Peros, the Chochma, the Sefer and the Torah, explains that the Deshen, the ashes, symbolize the remainder, what's remaining of the Korban, after everything is done. That's what remains. And is very dear to Hashem. It shows the final product, all that went into that carbon, ideally. Just like the Akedah, that the fact that Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu were willing to go through with it, as the Gemara says, Machshava Kamaitza, and the ashes of that Akedah is before Hashem always. The same thing here. If a person learns the lessons, as we said, the Rambam's explanation, that those ashes, in a way, are deserving to be his, Rahman Watslan, because of the Aveira, and he takes that to heart. That's why it is so dear to Hashem. And therefore, it's also the letters of Doshen, fats, chelev, the best part. And also, it's a gematria of 354, the 354 days of the year, that if one learns this lesson throughout the year, you won't have to worry. He'll remain a tzaddik throughout. And that's why it had such prominence as being the first avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, one chosen to be removed as the zikaron. That's why in Pasuk Beis it says, Veish HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. Why does it have to say Bo? As Rosh Hashiva explains, because that's the ideal, that it should burn in him, in the person, that anyone who sees it, the fire should burn through and through the lessons, the Eish HaTorah, should burn, should teach him the lessons of the Korban. And when that happens, then in Pasuk Hey, when it says, Va'eish HaMizbeach Tukad Bo Lo Sichber, it won't ever be extinguished, then what will happen? Change around the letters. Lo Sifker, you won't cry. You won't have to cry anymore because of an Aveiros, because you will be doing the right thing, learning the lessons of the Korban. Then the Torah begins about the Korban Mincha. Last week also, here, talks about when the Kohen Hedjit brings it, when he first is initiated into the service of the Beis HaMikdash, Kohen Gadol every day, and how it had to be brought by the Kohen Gadol the morning and the evening, same amount, to teach us that there can be no laxity anytime. From morning to night, one has to give their whole koiches v'nefesh to do the avodah, no matter where that avodah is, in the Beis HaMikdash, outside, always, everywhere. to the best of the ability. And the mincha is called mincha, a present, as the Shiva Shlita explains, because, as Rashi brings from Chazal, that the Korban Mincha, who brings the mincha? One who can't afford the more expensive carbon, as for instance the behema or an oaf. And that's why it's so dear, as the biggest matana, so to speak, in general. Of course, the gevir can also be the same level, but in general, the ani who brings this carbon is mamish taking from his own mouth, as we can understand, in order to bring that carbon. And therefore, of all the kabanos, it is called mincha matana. And we can say also, ani yazdaiti, that it comes from the lashon nachas, which has also the letters mincha in it. And as we see that it's said by the kabanos, nachas leach nichoach Hashem, and that's what it's symbolizing, that nachas ruach mufanai, that Hashem commanded and we are doing his ratzon. So especially here by the carbon, which is in general brought by the ani, you can see really the nachas ruach that is given to Hashem from this. Then the Torah speaks about the korban chatos, and it says in pasuk yudches, "Bimkom asher tishchachet ha'ole or tishchachet ha'chatos," which is very unusual. Instead of using that long expression, it would seem you could just say b'tzofon, like this korban ha'ole. You know, it's supposed to be shechted in tzofon. Why mention it in such a lengthy way? So the Rishon Lezion explains, as we said before, to teach us the lesson not to take any aveira lightly. So the pasuk is telling us, like the Mishnah Avos, aveira gereres aveira. Bimkom asher tishachet ole tishachet achatos. If we're not careful, in the place where you shechted the earlier, you will shecht the chatos also. If you don't take the lesson that every aveira is severe, and you stop it in the bud, if you don't take that lesson, you will come to Chas V'Shalom do more and worse aveiras, as is well known. And the reason for being shechted in Tzofon, as the Rambam explains in Parshas Kisisa, because that's the Makor of Ra, the Makor of the Tzatan. Of course, he's all over, but the Makor, the source, so to speak, of power that Hashem gave him, is in the Tzatan. The root, so to speak, of Aveiros. And Rosh Hashiva Shlita gives another explanation. As we know, in general, Tzofon, the northern hemisphere, is richer, and the lower hemisphere is not as rich, more deserts and such things. And we know, in general, what brings to an aveira is the gashmias, which is symbolized by money so much, like they say, so to speak, the root of all evil. The pasuk, Koheles, Kesef, Yanes, Akol. And therefore, to teach us that that's not the Yikr. As the Mishnah of it says, Pas Bamelech Tochel, Mind Mitzura, Pishte, Zui Daker Shal Toiva. to be willing to sacrifice, to live ba'anius, be satisfied that you have what you need. That's why the Gemara says in the Dogon that that's what you'll find in general Torah, ba'aniyim. They're not spending their time to accumulate riches. And also, the reason given in the Gemara Seiter, Lamedeis, for why all the Kabanos were in Safon, in order not to be Mevayish, not to embarrass the sinner, this way no one would know which carbon he's bringing. And for the same reason the Gemara says it was enacted that the Shmona Esrei should be said silently. And of course all this ideally should teach us how important it is, how careful one has to be not to embarrass another person. The Pasuk also says in Chaf that Kol Asher Yiga B'Bsori Yigdosh, the carbon is Kodesh Kodoshim. Here we're talking about the carbon Chatas. Anything which touches it becomes holy. As the din of a carbon, which it entails everything which one has to do as far as the eating, etc. And the Moshe Zatzal in Darash Moshe explains one of the things we should learn from this is how a person also has to be Kodesh Kodoshim. That in order for a person to teach, to influence the best way someone else, is if he's Kodesh Kodoshim, then the people who learn from him, they will at least be Yom Yetzer Shem Kodesh, and from there get to higher heights. But if he, Chas V'Shalom, is only Kodesh, how do you expect the ones who should be learning from him to be any higher than that? And Chas V'Shalom to be even lower. In Perichetz, when it describes the things which have to be done for the Yimei Miluim, and it explains in Pasuk Zion there that when Moshe Rabbeinu put the begadim on Aaron, vayitin alav esayifor vayachgarosa v'cheshev v'ayifor vayepod lo bo, an interesting double expression, vayepod lo bo. What does it come to teach us? So Rosh Hashivim Paparos L'Chachma explains that Vayepod is also the Gematria 101, which is the same Gematria as Malachi, my angel, my messenger. Because in truth the Kohanim are Hashem's messengers, just like the Malachim in Shemayim are His messengers. And just in the truthful way, we all are ideally His messengers to carry out His will. And therefore it's very apropos to mention it by the Miluim with Aaron. Aaron was the Kohen Gadol, and as we know, Michoel, the archangel, is the Kohen Gadol in Shemayim, by the Mizbeach in Shemayim. And we know, as the Gemara says also in Mayit Katan, Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, that, and we learn it out in fact from the Navi Malachi, from the Pasuk there, that if the Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem, Zavakais, then learn from him. If Chas V'Shalom not, don't. Because Chas V'Shalom, you can be influenced in a bad way. He has to be, like we mentioned before, Kodesh Kodoshim, to the best of his ability, in order to teach and influence the right way. And in fact, we can also say Lani Azdaiti. It's a symbol for an Eved Hashem to the utmost. As the Gemara in Chagiga, Tes Amud Beis, says, Eina Daima, one who learns 100 times, the one who learns 101 times, Mea Viecha, the symbol here, the Gematria, 101. If you didn't do that one more time, which would be your utmost, Neved Hashem, but not Alo Avadoi, not the highest that one should be. And in fact, in Shmini, next week's parsha, in Yetzer Hashem, we see at the beginning in Pasuk Dalet, this remez too, when it says, Nira Aleichem, Aleichem, again, Malachi, changing the letters around, and Nira for Aharon. And again, Aharon being the Kohen Gadol in this world, and Malachi, again, changing the letters around, Aleichem, Malachi, to Michael, who is the Kohen Gadol, as we said, in Shemayim. It's interesting also how several times it repeats Kasher Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe, that it was done like the putting on the begodim, the Aaron. Especially we find that by Pekudei, after each one saying that expression Kasher Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe. And the Shiva explains that we can say it's to teach us the unbelievable Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. One can understand when Moshe is instilling Aaron to be Kohen Gadol, that there could be some bad feelings about it, that, so to speak, Moshe Rabbeinu lost out on this. And the Pasuk is telling us, and even if one does it, but it wouldn't be with the whole heart. But the Torah is made on Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Matov Ma'anoyim Sheves Achim Yidam Yochad. That Moshe and Aaron were not jealous of each other, Amash. We had the greatest Ava, each one doing and fulfilling his job without any jealousy of the other one, because that was his job. That's where Hashem chose it. It had to be the most beautiful thing. And that's a lesson, of course, for all of us also. Even when the Gemara says, Kina say from Tar B'Chochma, we can say, Lani Azdaiti, that's the middle road. Beinani. There is a positive way to have that jealousy, to increase chachma amongst the students. And of course, the midrash would be sinas. But the greatest madrega would be ahava sofim, as Moshe and Aaron, what we're saying here. When you have that love, that you want to be there also on the highest madrigas, as Moshe Rabbeinu Samit and Kolam Hashem Nevin, to be on the highest madrigas, without any jealousy and Kal V'Chayim sinner, but the greatest Av of one another, and wanting all and everyone to be on the highest madrigas, when there's that Ava Sofa, that's here, that's the most beautiful way. We should all be zeicher to be those highest madrigas with the greatest ahava for Hashem and for kol habriyos. Shabbat. In Pasuk Tes it mentions that the mitznefes is placed on the head of Aaron, and the tzitz hazav, nezer hakodesh. And the Shiva asks, the chayra, we think of the crown on top of the head, as by a king, for instance. But here the tzitz was placed on the forehead, and it is still called crown, the holy crown. Why? And Rosh Hashiv explains, in order to show, teach us, that as the Gemara says, the tzitz was mechaper for Azus, impudence. As we know, Azus panim l'gehenim, chas v'shalom. And what it's telling us here is that's what we have to do. We have to control that Azus. As the Mechilta says, everything in the world, no matter what it is, was created, could be used for bad or for good, no matter what it is. And Azus too can be used for the greatest Kedusha. As the Mishnah Nava says, have a ad kanoner, be as impudent as a leopard, if you use it the proper way, for Torah, for the mitzvahs that Hashem wants us to do, any character trait, even the so-called negatives, can be used in the positive. Just like kas, anger, can be used negatively, as we can all understand, and can be used positively to be angry against the enemies of Hashem and to do the right thing to combat them. And this is the same thing here. When we control it and use it totally the right way, the Azus can be a Nezer HaKodesh, the crown of glory, of holiness. We see here also that the Lashon Hakel is used. As in Pasuk Gimel it says, Hakel or Pesach or Moed is called Eidor Hakel. And Rashi explains, a miracle that all the Bnei Yisrael were able to fit in this area. And we can say that actually we find the Lashon Hakel four times, basically. By Har Sinai, at the giving of the Torah, all Bnei Yisrael coming together. And we can say that, as the Mishnah Novus mentions, the three Amudim that the world exists upon, Torah, Avodah, and Midas Chasadim. And that's the point here. By Har Sinai, symbolizing the Torah itself, Kabbalas HaTorah. By the Ohel Moed now, the initiation, and by Yakel we had, talking about the Mishkan, symbolizing the Avodah. And in Kedoshim, Rashi explains, Pasuk Beis at the beginning, that Lamed, when it says the Avero Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, Shnem Rapasha Zuba Hakel, Bnei Sharoib Gufay Teru Tzvuyim Bo. And as we know, much has deals with Bein Adam Lachaveiro Gimlas Chasodim, and that's the third Amud. The importance of these three amudim, the ikra, had to be with all Bnei Yisrael gathered together, that they shouldn't think one amud is less important than the other one, but all combined work as a whole to complete the Ritzein Hashem the way He wants it. And of course we have the Hakel, which we consider like a booster shot, that the Melech gathered all the people together by the Beis HaMikdash and read to them Parshas Dvarim, which is like a basic Hazara, so to speak, of the Torah, of all three Amudim coming together. In Yetz Hashem we will have learned our lessons well, to fulfill the will of Hashem completely, to be Zeicha to the great Hakel with Melech HaMashiach, the Meheira of Yomeinu, Amen.